Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, it's on. It's your boy Fred the Godson, aka Big Bronx, aka Mr. So Crazy himself, representing that TBM, that block work, that takeover. And you're checking out E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life, with the sexy Emma, Miss BX. What up, baby?
What up, man? Welcome, everyone. E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And, of course, I got the sexy queen co-hosting with me, Lushy Lush. What up, Lush?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's poppin'? What's poppin'?
We on to the break of dawn. You already understand. I'm so excited. Y'all mad excited about this topic. I can't even hold it. It's crazy. And let me start first of all. Because I was supposed to shout out Waleska. Waleska from Watson. Happy birthday. I was supposed to shout you out Tuesday night. And I didn't do it. I'm a woman of my word. And I said I would do it today. So happy birthday to Waleska. Okay, now.
Sis, I gotta give a shout out to one of our members of the show because his birthday was this week on the 24th. Shout out to Future Guru 100. It was his birthday
this
week.
That's right. He was partying and popping bottles and all. I seen that on the Twitter game. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
shout out to Future Guru 100, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Big birthdays, you know, birthdays is popping. Mine's is coming up, though. I'm in the gym. I'm working out. But anyway, and enough about me. So, right, let me explain to you how I got into this topic. Everybody, welcome. You're listening to E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life with your sexy old E2K on www.lushradioonline.com. Feel free to call us at 347-826-7722 if you want to step into this juicy and hot topic that we're discussing. Or you could just stay listening, or you could IM me. Follow us. Make sure you follow us on the Facebook and on the Twitter, Lush Radio Online. And Emma E2K. Also, don't forget our group page on Facebook. It's called Lush Radio Online Worldwide Exposure. Make sure you go, all you artists and stuff, go and post your videos and your songs. And, you know, we'll take a look at them. We'll listen to them. And if there's something we like, we might just play it. So make sure you definitely join the group page, which is Lush Radio Online Exposure, Worldwide Exposure. Now, enough of the plug, right? Because I have to say that because otherwise I do have the CEO on the line with me, right? So anyway, so this whole week I've been like hard body BBMing, right? For those that don't know what BBM means at this point, and shout out to all my BBMers, all 80 new ones that I got this week. So BBM is for those that have BlackBerry, you know, because you guys that with the, what is it, Vivo and all that stuff, you abandoned us. But anyway, the faithful BlackBerry people have the BBMs, which is instant, you know, the instant thing, and everybody joins. Now, let me tell you, big shout out, big shout out to Paul Whitten, who's been putting me on his, on rotation on the BBM. And I, no joke, this whole week, I got 80 requests for BBM. It was driving me nuts. So, and then we're going to get on that topic, too, because we're going to talk about that, about the BBM world. It's just crazy. It's like everybody's horny over there. Anyway, all right, so we'll talk about that later. But, like, all these people started hitting me up on the BBM, but there's one particular young lady, and this is what draws me to this topic. That's why I'm, you know, I'm getting to that. Don't think I have ADD, which I do, but anyway. The young lady hit me up and was talking about how talking about people that say they do consultations and they charge for consultations for up and coming artists and stuff, and saying that, you know, all it takes is to Google the information and all that stuff, and in other words, like, people that consult kind of take other artists' money. And I replied back to her. I said, you know what, I respect your point of view, but I think what you're saying is falling on deaf ears, because that's why the people that consult make money, because artists are lazy. I'm sorry. The artists are lazy. They don't want to do the legwork. They don't want to go online. They don't want to do the research. They don't want to, you know, make their stuff, you know, legit and stuff like that. So, I mean, as long as you have people that are lazy and don't want to do the work, you have other people that are going to do the work, but hello, I'm not going to do it for free. I mean, you know, really, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So, And then she got me thinking, you know, about the truth. You know, she was like, you know, that the consultants should tell the artists the truth. But we do tell them the truth. Now, is it, do they want to listen? Because what about when we say, listen, you trash? And they're like, no, I'm the best Biggie. So what happens then? They're not listening. I just say you were trash, and you're saying you're going to be the next Biggie. So, you know what I mean? So goes back to the topic today, which is talking about truth, telling the truth versus lying. And this falls not only industry stuff, but I'm talking about personal relationships and everything across the board. I believe truth will set you free. That's just my belief. There's people that will fall on their butt. You know, I mean, you put you cast them with their hand in the cookie jar, and they actually will be like, that wasn't me. That wasn't me, you know? So, and there's some that will fess to it. Oh, okay, that was me. You got me. I'm sorry. I apologize. Whatever. So the truth, telling the truth versus lying. What do you think, Lush? What do you think on that, man? Touch on that.
Well, I think a lot of people lie because they're scared of facing the repercussions of what's going to happen, or they're scared to lose face, or they want to be something that they aren't, or they have insecurities, or they just don't want to be embarrassed.
Right, yeah, but you know what? Okay, yeah, you got a point, but I'd rather be embarrassed for the moment than have to carry on a lie for, like, weeks on end. Because, as you know, a lie, you know, in order to carry a lie, you have to support it with another lie. So, and then it keeps going and going and going until it has, like, a life of its own. I always appreciate and I respect the truth, because although it may hurt, the truth, it is what it is. It doesn't mean nothing else for it to stand on its own. It's the truth. Did I get too knowledgeable there?
I'm dropping some jewels.
People, focus. Okay, let's focus.
Yo, this is you silly as hell. But this is what I tell my daughter, right? I tell my daughter, is it easier to tell the truth versus lying? Because if you tell the truth, I'm gonna tell you, it's like, you know, nothing like this. Like, even like whether somebody is cheating or whatever, the whole thing about it is that the main thing is that if you tell the truth, right, your significant other is more liable to actually either not respect you, but at least can deal with the blow a little bit more better than versus you sitting there lying and then they find out. You know what I'm saying? And no. if you tell the truth, I'm telling you, when you lie, comes out another lie. Sometimes I get old. I can't keep track of my lies. You got to add another lie on top of it.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. You need another lie to support a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And then you forget, like, you know, because you have this whole concocted story, like, boo, and it sounds good at the moment. Then, you know, like, 2 months later, you get faced with the same question. You're like, damn, what was it? I said again, like, I got to say the same thing, and I can't remember. Now, if it's the truth, you automatically got to think twice about it. It's like, well, this is what happened, this is how it went, well, whatever. You know? It is what it is. But I don't know. I'd rather honesty. I'd rather the truth. You know, tell me the truth. Tell me that I'm number 12 on your list, and let me decide if I want to stay 12. You know, don't tell me I'm number 1 and I come to find out I'm number 12, because you're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to have a serious problem. But I don't, and I'm not promoting violence. I'm not promoting violence. I'm just saying. I got ADD and I got papers. I'm just saying. Just tell me the truth and we be cool. Yeah?
Well, you know what? This also, I think that in regards to like mine also, like, I feel like it's so much of a burden on a person's back when they lie. It's like, especially if it's somebody you care about, but you know, if it's a job or whatever. Now there's different categories of lying now. Now one of my friends told me, they said it's okay to tell a fib if it results in you getting a whole amount of money and stuff. If it's okay, you know what I'm saying, if you don't get caught, if it regards to money. But
okay, going back to not getting caught, you're always going to get caught. What are you talking about?
They said if it requires you into getting some money or an advance or something, you know.
Okay, you know, people, Google all the people that are in prison for lies. Like, hello, eventually it's going to come out one way or another. I'm just saying, hello, I'm not making this up. I'm just saying it's going to catch up to you sooner or later. I'd rather deal with it head on, quickly. Like, let's, I messed up. Let's fix it. If I can, then, you know. But you know what? Eventually, later on, I'm maybe not right now, right there at the moment, but eventually, either the person will respect you more. Like looking back in retrospect now, you know, I've had a couple of people tell me some truths that I wasn't ready to hear at that moment, you know, and you know what I'm saying? And but then later on, I started thinking, and I was like, wow, you know what? I got to respect him, like, you know, because he said, you know, he told me what it was, and that was it. And then I, you know, I find new respect for people now that just tell me the truth, even if it's painful. Even if it's a painful truth, I may not want to hear it again, but, you know, and I may not want to accept it at the moment, but I probably will respect you later. You know, don't hold me to it, because then you tell me the truth and then I don't respect you, and then you're like, oh, but you said later on you won't respect me. Anyway, I got to stop. Let me put this Moscato to the side, and let's continue.
Yo, and shout out to the Peace Ciroc, you know what I'm saying, Ciroc boys, Ciroc girls out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the new thing.
Shout out Team Lush Radio. Shout out Absolute Music Group. Shout out Celeste NYC, who just had an interview on our, you know, respectively other station. I called in and shouted them out, showed some radio courtesy to another radio station. And, you know, he was on there. He's an artist from the Bronx coming up. Definitely shout out to all the artists. All the exclusives I'm playing today, shout out to Icewater AG, Mighty Mac, Infinite, The Poet, Busy Crook, shout out definitely to D Hood, and shout out to Lega. I got some stuff, y'all. I got some stuff. Just call in 347-826-7722, and let's talk about this topic. I got two topics today. I'm running with The Truth, and I want to talk about this BBM world that is bananas. Shout out to Paul Williams, like I said, for having me on rotation with the BBMers, and not all of them are cool. I'm just saying, like, it's some crazy stuff going on over there. But, you know, I was looking through some old, you know, old back stuff, and I found one of the songs, one of Lega's songs. Shout out to Lega and all the Jersey crew, right? Lega definitely reps Jersey all day. But I found, you remember that song, Look Easy?
Uh-huh.
There you go. So you know what? I felt like just like, you know, like doing a little throwback for him and Ana Lega. He's always, you know, been a supporter to the show. I'm going to play his old drop because people, artists, if you're listening, listen to this drop that Lega has played for me. This has been the best drop ever. People, get a little more creative with the drops, man. You know, because the more I like it, the more I play it, and the more promotion you get. Hint, hint, I'm just saying, Artist 101. So anyway, let's go with the drop, and then we go with the song.
Okay. We lock it in.
Uh-huh. Shout out to Emma, man. Emma, what up, ma? Shout out to Lush. Rose, what up? Shout out to the intern, Kim and her, man.
My sister Lush, anything you need to know, don't keep nothing on the hush. Saturday from 8 to 10, you know they play to win. Hella bottles of Moscato when the day begins. Celeb interviews, so you can get the news on the spot. Real talk, and that's real life. Then when you see them in person, they looking real nice. Sexy than the mofo, check the photos. With this legend connection, we getting better reception so far. About to broadcast a lot. Haters, though, we talking, we need them to do their job. Cause I'm on mine, and my ladies on there. Set the day and the time when they live on air. Like an album coming soon, I'm up out of here. Love y'all. Emma, you be killing them. Yeah, you be killing them. Lush, you be killing them. Yeah, she be killing them. Rose, you be killing them. Shorty be killing them. E2K be killing them. Yeah, they be killing them. Emma, you be killing them. Yeah, you be killing them. Lush, you be killing them. Yeah, she be killing them. Rose, you be killing them. Shorty be killing them. E2K be killing them. Yeah, they be killing them.
I make this look easy. designers coming through in a Hummer.
It look easy.
Look at that boy, fresh white tee and them True Religion jeans.
It look easy.
Look at that boy, pull up on the scene in the 760 Beam.
It look easy.
Look at that boy, money in my pocket. If I want it, I'ma cop it. Look at my shoes, look at my license, look at my jewels, look at my ring, look how it bling. Bet you could tell that I'm doing my thing. They love it, how I bomb track, look at you beyond whack. They say sky's the limit, well I'm beyond that. Way beyond rap, so far ahead of time. Forever grind out of this world, whenever leg a rhyme. Thought you was hotter than me, now you like never mind. Heard my mixtape, decided to get your shit straight. We eat three course meals off a big plate, slick cake. Talk money and never spit hate. Nope. Sipping toast wine with chicks that's so fine. Elevating, celebrating the end of the whole night.
Look
at that boy. Stunting in them stunners coming through in a Hummer. Look at that boy. Fresh white tee in them True Religion jeans. Look at that boy. Pull up on the scene in the 760 Beam. Look at that boy. Money in my pocket. If I want it, I'm a cop. It look easy, but it ain't. Believe me, it's not what you think. I've been hustling hard, put in no change for that bank. Years in the making and my ship still ain't sank. A couple of Cali slips, some bottles of Goose to drink. Stank? Send her on her way, tell her game over, baby. I ain't got no time to play. For what you try and say, grind ain't night and day. Till my breath is gone, you don't want testosterone. Keep a second palm, strapped with a vest and bombs. Had a pour for your face, legs, chest and arms. So as best you know, I'm so destined to blow. Easier said than done, I'm the man to show. Look at that boy, stunting in them stunners coming through in a Hummer. Look at that boy, fresh white tee in them True Religion jeans. Look at that boy, pull up on the scene in the 760 Beam. Look at that boy, money in my pocket. If I want it, I'ma cop it.
Shout out to Laker, Brett, Jersey, in the building. So I know that's an oldie, but it's an oldie but goodie. I don't know. I've always liked that joint ever since he submitted to us last year, right? That was like last year, summer sometime, I think. Summer sometime. But, I mean, you know, like when you have classics and when you have good, you can play them 10 years down the line and, you know, and people still bop to it. And definitely shout out to Lega. Lega, listen, I need a new drop, as you already seen. That one's old. It was fire. I mean, you still reign number one on the E2K drops, but I need a new one. Just saying, hint, send it to E2K on the spot at gmail.com. If you think you can do a better drop than Lega, send it in. E2K on the spot at gmail.com. Make sure you send it as MP3 format. Otherwise, I cannot play it. Shout out to all the swaggers out there. And shout out to everybody with the swag. All my people, shout out to everybody's hitting me like at the same time. I can only be, Jesus, give me a break. Everybody join the Lush Radio Online Worldwide Exposure on Facebook. Lush Radio Online Worldwide Exposure. Make sure you post there your video and your songs, and we'll check them out. And, you know, if they're good like that, we'll play them. If they're bad, just stop asking why we're not playing it. I'm just saying. Okay, so we're talking about the topic, the truth. Ba-dum-boom. Truth, telling the truth versus lying. You know, people, call in. Let me know. What do you think? I mean, hit me up. You know, I got the hood on the IM. What's up, Janet? Hit me up on the IM. At least type me in and let me know about the truth. Telling the truth versus lying. What do you think about that? You know, people, hit me up. I know y'all listening and y'all on the Facebook, or even if you're on the Twitter, hit me up on the Twitter, which is EmmaE2K, and I'll definitely read what you got to say and share it, you know what I'm saying, with the audience. Shout out to the BEMers again. My phone is on. They are just my phone. You know, I think I need a new battery and all that. I'm dying to get to this other topic, but I'm trying to stay, you know, focused a little more with my ADD and stuff. Yeah, I'm trying to give you the opportunity to speak more about the truth, but I think we kind of just said it all in a nutshell, which is, you know.
Well, the truth in the whole situation with the truth is that, you know what I'm saying, are people even able to handle the truth? Like, even if somebody tells you the truth, there's some people that can't even handle the truth even if you tell them that. It's like they want you to tell a lie sometimes, you know? And it's like, they can't understand the truth, then I should make up a lie because they want to hear something else because they're not believing what I'm telling them.
That's true. There's some people that are more comfortable. Like, there's some women that know that their men are out there playing them and everything, but they're comfortable in just not hearing it. They know damn well that he's doing it, but they figure, well, he's paying the bills. I'm still shopping. What I don't know won't stop me from shopping. Oh, Jesus Christ.
And it's good. You know what? When we first come out as little kids, you know, we innocent and stuff, and we tell the truth, you know what I'm saying, because we're honest about everything. But you know how, you know, some people is like, some people also, you know, scold their children for telling the truth too much, you know what I'm saying? They like, you talk, but they're only telling the truth. Some people say that sometimes telling the truth could be harsh, you know, to certain people. They say you can only tell the truth about certain things. So if you're kind of like, making people say, if you're telling your kids, oh, you can only tell the truth about certain things, you can't tell, don't tell mommy this or don't tell daddy that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then, you know, it's kind of contradictory when it comes to the truth situation.
You're sending mixed messages.
Yeah, so what exactly do you want us to do?
Or like the joke when the little boy is like, mom, he picks up the phone, he goes, mommy, the phone for you. And she goes, who is he? He goes, I don't know, as a bill collector. She goes, why you say I was here? You want the kid to lie and say you wasn't there because you don't want to face your responsibilities? You know?
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah, it is mixed messages. I mean, you know, what can you do, right? So, okay, can we go on to the next topic because I'm, like, itching. All right, I gave that topic, I mean, you know what it is? This is a real deep topic, to tell you the truth, and people are really scared to even touch it because that means they have to reveal themselves. So, you know, shout out to those that just keep it, just food for thought, you know what I'm saying? Just food for thought. I just want to let you know that if you're in the, you know, in the vicinity of where you can hear my voice and you can hear this topic, stick to the truth, you know, stick to the truth versus telling a lie. Because eventually it's going to pop up. Eventually it's going to happen. So at least if you say the truth from the giddy up, when it does come up, you always have the defense card that you can say, but I did tell you, didn't I? You see how I say? You see how you play that? Okay. So you can still show face even in telling the truth early on. To be able to, you know, let them know, listen, from the beginning I let you know I had like 5 shorties, you know, you decided to jump ship, so, you know, I'm just saying. And I'm not promoting that. God, why you allow me to just say things like that? It's you. I'm telling you that it's you. Anyway. Okay, so let's go to the next topic.
It's not right. We're saying that you should tell the truth because it's easier and less burden on you, especially if something like you really need, it's something that's deep that really needs to be talked about. Because sometimes lies can make a situation worse, or you know what I'm saying? And sometimes, say you've been raped or maybe you've been being a bad experience and your man or your significant other doesn't know why you're emotionally withdrawn from him. But you keep that secret inside. If you don't talk to him, he don't know how to take it. So, you know, you might be, you know, intentionally sabotaging your relationship because of the fact you've been through a situation, but he won't know how to work with you with the situation if you don't express it, you know. And it's just different things that you need to talk about. You need to tell the truth about what's going on with you and in your life. And also, be true to yourself. Stop trying to fake and be something that you aren't. if you don't have the money to take care of certain things, or you don't have the money to go and buy this Louis Vuitton, be truthful with yourself. Don't live outside of your, you know,
the means.
You know what I'm saying? Stop lying to yourself and saying you're going to go do this, you're going to go do that, and stop buying all this stuff to try to, you know, to cover up your low self-esteem and stuff. Like, you need to also be honest with yourself. A lot of people aren't honest with themselves. They lie to themselves.
There's a lot of you know, broke people that like other broke people. Not everybody's rich with money that, you know. Did I just say that? Why are you allowing me to talk this way today? You know, I'm going to the phone lines. You know, I'm just going to the phone lines and see if we can talk about this too. And then because I'm just dying to reach my other topic. 240-447, you on with Emma E2K on E2K on the spot. Who is? 240-447. I can go on with the rest of the numbers. Okay. I don't think you want to speak, but you can definitely, you feel free to, you know, to listen. You know, people do call
that,
in. And
I think that was my homie, my other BFF, Jay. So shout out to Jason Steele. He's one of the biggest selectors out there in the DMV and stuff. And, you know, in Jamaica, they call them selectors. DJs and stuff, so he does this thing, Blueprint, with his homie Majestic, so shout out to him. He called to support the show and listen to us and stuff. I told him about it, so check it out.
Do you want me to go back? Do you want me to go back and pull him on the line, or he just want to listen?
Yeah, pull him on the line. I want to see what he has. He just
Why you got scared of the truth? Why you got scared of the truth? You see what I'm saying? You got scared of the truth, darling. So, listen, before we switch off to the next topic, let me go back and because I'm trying to bring, you know, cut through all these exclusives that I got today, and I know everybody want to hear the exclusives, so. I have an artist, he actually from Miami, from Florida, and his name is Busy Crook, and, you know, this got sent to me by the one and only D-Hood, and, you know, he's an A&R in Miami, and he sent me this song, and, I, you know, I like it, so, you know, whatever I like, I support. 917, I see you, I'm going into music, and then I'll be right back with you. So, everybody, get ready, this is Busy Crook. Wow, that drop was low. Let me see. Let me try it again. Hold on.
Yeah, this is Busy Crooker. You are now tuned in to E2K on the Spot with the host Emma E2K on LustRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, I like it. That better.
Baby, Cupid ain't doing what it used to.
they man. And I ain't got a girl, so I do what I want to. Stunt hard, stunt hard, you know how we all do. Baby, I be doing something he couldn't afford to. How your man gon' stunt and he couldn't afford you? Baby girl, you could've had it all, but you just opened up my eyes, see I ain't mad at all. They say that love knock you down, but I'm standing tall. When it's playing this game, baby, you can have the ball. It's kinda crazy how you blame me, and it's crazy how you hate me now when you the one who changed me. Heard that you was cheating and they never get involved, cause I believe the common sees it all.
Now that's Dizzy Crook that was telling the truth. See, he was just right on topic. Shout out to definitely to Dizzy Crook for that one. I mean, you know, I think he kind of just said it all. You'll tune in to www.lushradioonline.com, E2K on the spot with your co-host Lushy Lush. Lush, you there?
I'm in the building. I'm in the building.
No doubt. And then Bending. And at Bending, so let me go to the phone now. We got 917. 917, you on with Emma E2K and Lushy Lush.
Yeah, yeah. What up, Emma? It's your boy, Shalice, out the BX.
What up, Shalice? I started you out earlier. That's good.
Yes, yes. You know, we on that grind, man. We on that grind and we on that heavy support. It's a BX thing. You know how it goes.
Definitely, definitely. I appreciate that. Listen, okay, before I was about to go into my second topic, but before I go into that, the topic is, right, truth. Telling the truth versus lying. What do you feel about, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I guess it depends on the scenario, because every particular scenario definitely has its own. But I think sometimes, you know, what a person doesn't know can't hurt them. So, you know, I think the truth is necessary when it's necessary, but at other times, sometimes the truth can be actually more detrimental than actually not saying anything at all. So I think it's a situational thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I'm gonna agree with Felice.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Emma, you there? I think we lost Emma real quick, but She was basically going to make a statement. We're going to see if she's going to catch her back on here. Em, you there? Did you accidentally mute yourself? but anyway, in regards to, repeat your statement again in regards to what you were saying earlier and stuff, at least to the people.
Well, I mean, I just think that, you know, there's a time and a place, and every situation is different. So sometimes telling the truth could be the move. And other times, telling the truth could actually be detrimental. So I think it's a situational thing. You know, sometimes the truth can hurt more than a lie.
But as you as an individual say, you know what I'm saying, relationship-wise or, you know what I'm saying, or just a general situation, do you respect the person telling you the truth versus somebody lying to you?
Me personally, I want to know the truth, because I want to know what it is.
No matter what it is. You there? Hello, you there?
Yeah, do you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I said you want to hear it no matter what it is, right?
I would prefer to hear it just because that's the type of person that I am. If I ever found out later on down the line that it was something else, knowing the type of person that I am and my temperament, you know, it could actually be worse.
Yeah, I feel you, because me, myself, you know what I'm saying? I hate liars. That's like my biggest pet peeve. If you lie to me, like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I want to.
Yeah. 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 Oh.
sip driller. Bang like a gorilla, got a tendency to pill her. When I drill her, I can feel her shiver. Already in her, living in
you won't regret it, no, no. fly in Venice, flex. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in a cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. New blows. All the big face rolly, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, y'all maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the hole. Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, stuck man. I adopted these niggas, still coming in. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, well I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bin. Last week I was in my other bin. So your diamonds up, cause we in it, get it up again. Photo shoot fresh. Looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might merge it. Me in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything for sale, got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail. I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going to fail. Luxury rap, the Hermes of person. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house, California out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah. Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro with Cabana. Viva Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits. Not bad, huh? For some immigrants, build your fences. We digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you? Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue. Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up, before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lane. Floor, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of they pain be champagne.
That's exactly what I want to do. What the hell just happened? I went through like the only freaking technical situation over here. Yo, no. See, I'm good for talking. All this other technical stuff, I need people. Wait, I got some interns up in here. Oh, hell to the no. And shout out to Celise NYC who called in, and we were in the middle of talking. I don't know, this situation just went bonkers. And, you know, shout out to you. If you can call back, I definitely appreciate it. If not, good looking. Oh, my God. Let's go back to the phone lines. Oh, Lord Jesus. 516, y'all with Emma E2K, E2K on the spot with your sexy host, Emma E2K and Lushy Loche.
What up, Emma? What's going on, Emma E2K? Got Rod Green. What's going on?
Who's this? Ronnie?
Ronnie, yeah.
Hey, what's good, man?
What's going on, Lars?
What's up? What's going on with you?
Not much. I've been wanting to get a second segment in on our Illuminati thing, but I don't know. It's been on been on hold for a minute.
We've been kind of all over the place with a couple of things, but we haven't forgot about that though, because that first show was on fire, so we definitely have to follow up with it.
Oh yeah, and I got a lot of more stuff since then.
I know you do. The man for that. I know you do. But listen,
I'm almost done with the book too, so. The book is coming out in March of 2012, so be on the lookout for it.
Definitely. You know, we'll show you that support.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Now, listen, the topic that we're discussing today, which is a good one, is right up your alley, is called about truth, telling the truth versus lying. Hit me with some knowledge, Rodney. Hit me with some knowledge.
All right, now what do you really want to know? Telling the truth versus knowledge, it all depends on the situation.
you know.
Okay, let me break it down, because that's very when I say truth, telling the truth versus lying, it could be just about anything. It could be mother to child. It could be partner to partner. Let's stick with the partner to partner, your significant other. Is it good to, should you tell the truth, or, you know, is telling the truth versus lying? Like, which one, you know, what do you do as far as the truth with your significant other?
Speaking to your significant other, I think you should be brutally honest with your significant other. I don't think you should be honest. I think you should be brutally honest with your significant other. Now, the reason I say that to say this, simply because if there is no honesty, there is not going to be no trust. Now, those are two key ingredients of a relationship, of a healthy relationship at that. Okay? Now, one may bend the truth in certain situations. Again, it comes back to certain situations. You know, hey, you want to surprise a person, you know, with something nice, you may say, hey, you know what, you know, we're going to such and such place, you know, to eat dinner. I mean, really, it's a surprise party or something, you know, mm-hmm. but you really got to tell me, like, what situation are we talking about? Are we talking about other people involved in a relationship? Are we talking about Facebook statuses?
Yeah, you know, yeah, I mean, pick one, Ronnie, because, you know, we could be here all night, you know, in different
things. Yeah, we could be here all night.
Pick
you know.
One.
All right, pick one out the air. I got extensive experience with this one, because, there's 66 pantomimes that a woman, you could tell a woman when a woman's lying, all right? So you got your good liars and your bad liars. You know, to me, listen, respect is given, trust is earned. You lie to me, shame on you. You know, shame on me, rather. Shame on you. But second time, shame on me. You know, but I'm the type of person that I trust no one. You know, your trust has to be earned with me. Now, as far as telling the truth and lying, I think you should always shoot from the hip and be you. You know, if the person can't handle the truth, hey, you know what? You got some growing up to do. You know what I mean? That's just keeping it 100. You know, if you can't handle the truth, you know, from a significant...
Get out of the kitchen.
You're right. You know, from a significant other point of view, you know what I mean? If you can't handle me telling you the truth, you know, then I don't think we're meant to be together. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up. I mean, I was in a relationship, okay, where we used to say, okay, we used to be watching TV, and I would say, isn't she good looking? And he would tell me, she would ask me, isn't he good looking? Now, I don't judge men's looks, you know? Now, how can I judge a man's looks? But she, on the other hand, was saying she's beautiful. Now, how can I say, you know, well, he's gorgeous or something like that? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I don't know. I won't feel too comfortable with that one. You know, so, I mean, you know, hold up. I mean, you know, I'm a man, and I'll admit it. You know, I have a feminine side. Every man has a feminine side, and if they don't admit it, then they're lying. You know what I'm saying? Look, you know what? I get manicures. You know what I'm saying? I get my eyebrows done. I get all laced up. You know,
what about
that
pedicures?
Doesn't mean.
What about pedicures? Is anything wrong with pedicures? Like,
pedicures on a man? Crazy women love that. Come on,
right,
women love that. Women love that. Women love when a man looks from head to toe, he's looking good with his fingernails. He ain't got dirt on his fingernails. Walking on the beach, you know, he got his toenails growing from here to west, you know, bumfuck Egypt.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, I mean, I like to look tight.
Because The sheets are full of blood because he done scratched you with long ass damn toenails. Like, go get a pedicure. Because I surprised my best friend one time, my male best friend, and I took him to get a pedicure, and he was having a heart attack. Like, he was like, oh, my God, don't take pictures. Oh, my God, people are coming in. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, I said, there's nothing feminine about that. That's hygiene. That's part of hygiene. Like, that's attractive. And then after all that, all these other girls started coming and getting pedicures. Then he was the man because he was like, everybody was talking to him or whatever. Then he felt like, you know, like the king sitting there getting his feet done. I'm like, oh. What happened?
See that? You know, you see that? That just goes to show, you know, that more men out there got to get in touch with their feminine side. You know, and not too many men will admit it. It takes a real man to admit that he cries, number one, and that he has a feminine side. Number three, to be even more brutally honest, I wouldn't say a guy looks good, but every male has a man crush. It could be an actor. It could be an actor. It could be an entertainer. So on and so forth. Every man has a man crush.
A sports. I believe that all these hard-eyed sports fans, they in love with one of these athletes.
Exactly right. You know what I mean? It could be an entertainer. It could be an athlete. It could be anyone. You know. I mean, you know, that's basically that. You know, I have mine, and then that's that. It just happens to be an actor. I'm not going to say who it is, but, you know.
My God, tell me the truth.
Tell me the truth. All right, I'll keep it real. You know, I'll keep it real. It's not like I like his look. I just feel like the dude is living my life. Vin Diesel, man. You know, I like all the roles he plays, Riddick, you know, Dom and Bass.
I know you're not talking about my man. Wait, hold up. Are you talking about, you said Riddick. Wait a minute, did he do Riddick?
I said Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
You talking about my Vin?
Vin Diesel, yeah.
Yes, I love me some Vin. Oh, my God, I love me some Vin.
You don't have to fight over him. I love Vin Diesel, sure.
You know, I know his nationality. I know his whole background. He's Italian, half black, you know.
I love Italian. Shout out to all the Italians.
For real.
You know, he's half Italian, half black. He came up, you know, from a real good family. I mean, a real humble guy. I mean, the guy is real, you know, you see him in all these, like, you know, all these real good roles, like Riddick and you know, playing all these, you know, tough guy roles. But in all due reality, he is a humble baby, you know.
Wow. And I'm saying, can I feel how that baby is in between the rock also? I want to be a sandwich. Can you sandwich me?
That's the truth? Are you saying the truth, Lush? Because we're dealing with the truth right now.
Yo, everybody's been hit by the truth serum, so call in at 347-826-7722. If you're having a confession to make and tell the truth, you're afraid to say it in front of the person, but you want to do it here, call in tonight, 347-826-7722. The truth will set you free.
We're going to back you up.
Wow.
Shout out to Vin Diesel. I'm going to post this. I'm going to post it on his face so he can hear me. Oh, my God. Ronnie, I missed you so much, man.
I missed the show, everything. I miss talking to you guys. I mean the whole nine yards. I just love kicking it over here with you guys.
That's what's up. We love you too.
That's so nice. That was nice, love. Nice one. That was real nice.
Lush is a professional. Have you seen the size of her lips? I'm just saying, that's the truth.
Hold on, Lush just posted something on Facebook. I don't know what it was, but Lush just put something on there.
Lushy Lush, find her on Facebook, Lushy Lush. And you see why they call her Lushy Lish.
You know, as a matter of fact, I'm not gonna. Oh, talking about being honest, okay?
Uh-oh.
I just made friends with a guy at the gym. He was mm-hmm. looking through my pictures, and no joke, he pointed out who Lush was. He asked, "Yo, this is not this is so ironic." He asked who you were. He works at the front desk, and he's a trainer there. His name is Olajuwon. He's Jesse. We just made friends on Facebook today.
Oh,
are you serious? Olajuwon.
Okay, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna let Lush marinate on that one. I'm gonna go into his song, another exclusive by Mighty Mac the Infinite, the poet, while he simmers on that one. Be back.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mighty Max.
And Infinite the Poet. You're listening to E2K on the Spot, Real Talk, Real Life, with Emma E2K on
LushRadioOnline.com. So, BX, stand up, you heard?
Get it, Triggy, get it.
Yeah.
Daddy, when will America ever wake up?
You know it's time we rise.
When I speak, I don't speak as a Democrat. Or a Republican. I speak as a victim of America's so-called democracy. You and I have never seen democracy. All we've seen is hypocrisy. We don't see any American dream. We've experienced only the American nightmare. And the generation that's coming up now can see it and are not afraid to say it.
Where will we ever wake up? Where will we ever wake up? Where will we ever wake up? Ain't no way not to see now. I know you really don't wanna hear this, but this is real now. When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ayo, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
I know you really don't wanna hear this, but this is real now.
Let me enlighten you on a lesson. Everyone should be checking. Time for us to awaken. Asking them for a blessing. In God's name, deliver you from pain. You vision in your brain is silly and dumb. Things are taking you places you want to be. Faces you want to see. I'm the driver steering you right. You would want to listen to me. Looking into the mirror. Mirror staring at you. Reflection painting the picture. Your image telling the truth. What you preparing to do when the world's revealing the truth? Mentality gotta change so the herd is following you. So your strength is not weakness. Words are not speechless. Damn, it's just best that we all become sleepless.
When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ain't no way not to deny. No, you really don't wanna hear this, but this is real now. When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ain't no way not to deny.
Listen up.
I know you really don't wanna hear this, but this is real now.
The masses in distraction. They trying to lead the blind without a cane. It's like remainders, no fraction. Bless us with Obama, then the drama. Then they kill Osama. They reinvent themselves. They like Madonna, Lady Gaga. Pray to the heavens, but the devil win Prada. Sink in cement boots like a mobster. Sick to call a doctor. Insurance is crazy high. Government can't see straight. It got a lazy eye. Gotta wake up, sunrise coming, open eyes. If not, we headed for a slow demise. Be embraced by a colder side. Ain't gotta drive through to order beef. Hold the fries.
When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ain't no way not to deny. No, you really don't wanna hear this, but this is real now. When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ain't no way not to deny.
I'm an element of our urban housing development. I ain't choose to see what I saw, I choose to grow into what I became. Living life like a slave, but with no chains. Street to see, blind in my third eye, I wasn't using my brain. A product from an environment where parents get paid in low monthly increments. Getting treated everywhere we go like they knew we were welfare recipients. Fuse the fire to our ghetto demeanor. Cause us to move forward and not look back and run wild in this drug arena. Instead of building, I destroy to fill an empty void of being unemployed. I live the street life. Crime didn't pay, I could show you by the 6 foot deep holes where my homies lay. For dimes, nicks, and trays. Feel me?
When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ain't no enough is enough. I know you really don't wanna hear this, but this is real now. When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ain't no enough is enough.
Secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are as a people inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. But I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people.
Man, when will anybody ever wake up? Because it's the realness. Lush, what do you think about that joint, man?
I think that joint was kind of like eye-opening, you know what I'm saying, kind of, you know, telling people wake up, because we really do. It's like we almost live in a systematic world. We need to play that song on the Illuminati Day, because that's when they really need it.
Wait a minute, let me get Ronnie's line for Ronnie. Let me open his mic. Okay, so now repeat that again. I said we need to play the song on the Illuminati joint. No doubt, no doubt. As I was listening to that joint,
that's the perfect theme song for it.
Okay, so
perfect,
we just found
theme,
a theme
song
for that. Yeah, we found a theme song, then that's what we're going to do. We're going to go with that. Definitely shout out to Mighty Max and Infinite the Poet. And Infinite the Poet texted me the name of the other two artists, because there are the two rappers on there, and I always keep forgetting their names and shout them out. I'm so sorry. But he texted me on my phone, and I didn't write it down. My apologies again, but I will make up for it. Please don't kill me. At least I'm trying to blast the song. I'm just saying that's the truth. That is the truth. We're dealing with the truth today. Nothing but the truth. So, yeah, so then we picked the song. This is going to be our song, then, Wake Up. That'll definitely be our theme song for the Illuminati Part 2 topic that we're going to, you know, soon. We're going to talk about it. Me and Lush are going to brainstorm and give it a date and give it proper promotion, and then we're going in. All right, Ronnie?
Oh, you got it. Oh, you got it, because I'm ready. I'm locked and loaded.
I'm excited.
I'm locked and loaded. I'm ready to throw so many people under the bus. I'm dying to do it.
He's telling the truth. He's telling the truth.
She's right. You know, I'm telling the truth. I'm just being straight. I mean, oh man, so many more things have come up since that last discussion we had. Oh man.
I know.
All
I know
that
you got
administration,
stuff.
Everything. Oh God. You know, it's like
let me just ask you the whole Bin Laden thing.
You know.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. All right, okay, let's leave that alone. We're not going to give too much away because, you know, we have to leave it all for the show. But everybody stay tuned. Pretty soon we are going to have the Illuminati Part 2 topic. We had the show last year sometime, and it was just off the hook, and all the stuff
actually,
that we rang out was crazy. I'm surprised we're still on the air. I'm surprised
actually,
we're still able
to... No, actually, to if you remember, the show was so good that it went an extra hour.
Yes.
Went into another hour. You know, the,
yeah, no.
It was, you know, people were just calling in. It was just being blown up. You know?
Yeah, we're definitely going to plan it. We're gonna do it as a Street Queens, the movement, special topic, and that's gonna be on a Saturday. So we're definitely gonna push it to a Saturday. That's a more, I think, more better day for, you know, more callers to call in. especially about that particular topic. So we definitely will do
that.
And
you know what?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you know what? It definitely coincides with the truth.
Mm.
You know, with tonight's topic. It definitely coincides with the truth. You know,
yeah.
And that's why this joint that just came up, that was just thrown on by Infinite Poet.
It's called Wake Up.
You know,
That
joint is perfect. Gotta wake up. People, please stop being sheep. You know what I mean?
Oh.
I call them sheep.
Oh, yes,
you know, but I mean, really, wake up. You know, I mean, don't be led to the slaughter. You know, I'm
sheeples
hitting you with a stock.
Sheeples and sheepskins.
I'm sorry?
Wow. Sheeples and sheepskins.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, a politician, you know what I'm saying? In front of the cameras, you know, they're kissing kids. But when the cameras are hidden, you know, they're stealing the candy behind their back. You know, so, I mean, I'm ready to throw a whole bunch of people under the bus, a whole bunch of organizations.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody.
Oh, man,
everybody's
look, we
got to
get
down.
Hello. Lush, we gotta get this. Ronnie's hype. We gotta get this show popping because Ronnie is hype. We gotta let him spread some truth, man. For real. I got some people on my own too. I've been reading some stuff.
Since we're talking about this truth, quick update. On the Twitter news, you know Kaya, the female MC that did the song, My Neck, My Back. You know what I'm saying? She was getting that Jay-Z and Beyonce on Twitter just going in. She was just going in on Beyonce and stuff. I guess she had a video blog and stuff. And she basically said, this was the first thing she said. She told Beyonce, she said, now how you going to hate on a bitch who got Swagger Jack? Just know that this, I have something really cute for Matthew's daughter. Get money, bitch. And then she says, don't hate because I like Matthew better than Tina. I don't rock bedazzled jeans, shirts, and jackets at Beyonce. Beyonce, I know you watched my video blog and ran with my advice. Good morning, XO, death threats from Jay-Z. What is he going to do, stab me? Because I like Solange better than Beyonce. Beyonce has been smoking rocks if she thinks her J. Cole remix flop party will be as big as My Neck and My Back. Going in.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's whack because Beyonce's pregnant. You don't start attacking a pregnant woman.
There you go.
Nah,
it ain't even all about pregnancy. You know what?
You don't do that.
We're talking about
that's
the truth. Now.
They're hating.
There have been alleged claims that is not true. Somebody said that they seen a pen. I don't know. Allegedly. So we are still looking for the truth.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, to me, a story will always be a story without facts. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
I can make up something right now, blah, 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 about this person, you know, but be you. Come on. If you're going to say something or you're going to throw somebody under the bus, money, have your facts. You know what I'm saying?
That's
taught as a child. My daddy always taught me. You know what I'm saying? He told me just like this, you know, never indulge your mouth unless your brain is in gear.
Ooh, I like that.
So he always told me that, always would kick that to me, you know. In other words, look, if whatever faith you are, our Creator gave us two ears and one mouth. And I believe that he did that so we can listen twice as much instead of talking. You know what I mean? And if you're really going to spit something, don't spit gossip or none of that stuff and blasé, blasé. Spit the facts, the truth, and nothing but the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Going back to that, speaking about the truth, and then what Lush was saying earlier about not everybody really can handle some truth. You know, there's people that love to live in lies and love to be listening to the lies and really shut their ears on what's the truth. And that's a prime example because look at the way in the world we live in. It has to be a fact because if everybody really will open their ears to listen about what the truth and what was going on, I don't think we'll be living the way we're living now. Oh, my God, we're getting into this Illuminati show. Hello, love. Can you, love
there.
Prepared? Jesus. We need to get prepared because we're just going back to that. Like, it's just like, it's Ronnie. Ronnie's drawing us back into that.
Hold up. You had the thing about, you had another topic in regards to, the BBMs and stuff. And for those people that have, touch screen real quick, because I have a touch screen phone, you can contact the BBM people profile. It's, hold on, let me look for it again. Hold on before I give you the wrong information. It's called Live Profile. You download that app on your phone, and you can add all of your BBM friends to your phone.
What's that?
It's called Live Profile, and that's for the touchscreen phones.
Live Profile. They just told me to download that, as a matter of fact. You know what? Yeah, they just told me. But there's another one called WhatsApp, you know, and it's for BB, it's for Blackberries and iPhones, you know.
Oh, okay.
So that's another one, Live Profile and WhatsApp. WhatsApp is really hot. You know, I got it. I got people with, you know,
it's called WhatApp. Spell it.
Can you spell
no,
it?
No, like what's up, but WhatsApp.
Oh.
WHATS, and then capital A, lowercase PP.
Oh, PP?
Yeah.
PP, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Like that is one of that is one of the hottest apps out there right now. But they did tell me, someone recently did tell me that that Live Profile is, you know, is hot. Now, going back on the topic, all right, you know. About
Ronnie, I love you and everything. I love you, but I gotta pull rank right now. Hold on a second now, okay? Hold on a second. Pause.
I just had a question.
I'm not gonna mute your phone, but you got to know. It's on the spot. Hello. Okay, I'm on the spot now.
All right.
I love Ronnie though, but you know sometimes you got to like hold up. Fall back. The reason why Lush got into the Live Profile stuff and then, you know, you bring up the WhatsApp.com, which is a good information, is the second topic that I wanted to get into really quickly, which is talking about the BBM world. This whole week, shout out to Paul Williams. He has me on his rotation on his BBM. And he gave my PIN number, and I kid you not, it was like I got 82 people that joined my BBM world. I'm like about 150 BBMers now. And I was saying, like, I never really got into it too tough until this week. I've really, like, been messing with it and, you know, talking to people and all that. And I'm like, oh, my God, why is everybody horny in that BBM? Like, everybody always, like, that's the first thing they throw at you. I'm horny or this or that or whatever. I'm like, are you serious? You know what I did? I did a blast, right? Because I'm just learning this whole thing. I had to learn how to delete some people because I have to be deleting. People get crazy on this stuff, right? So one of them kept on, like, I'm horny, whatever. I'm like, I said, are you serious? You serious? And he said, yeah. Listen to this. I said, are you serious? He said, yeah. I said, do you hear that? And he said, hear what? I said, the delete button. Keep jerking off. I'm sorry, and I had to delete all these people that kept on with this horniness that they have on BBM. Like, did you encounter this when you was BBMing? Like, was there just the whole thing of, you know, like somebody was telling me that it was my picture. I had just my picture on my face. I wasn't showing no butt, no, you know, breast, nothing. I have my faith. Jesus Christ, I have that faith. You look at me, you get horny. Like, come on, really. Don't give me that much credit. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it was really crazy. So I'm into this BBM world now, and, you know, everybody's broadcasting stuff and all that. That's the only thing that I kind of found. There's so many pervs on BBM. Now, Lux, did you encounter that when you was, you know, in the BBM world? Because I know you left BlackBerry, so, you know.
Yeah, I would have a lot of people that, you know, random people, because I would put it out because I would use it more for blasting, you know, for promotional purposes. But, you know, you got a lot of people that would just add to me because they say they like my pic and they harass me. They want to take me out on dates. They want to. I said, yo, if it ain't about no business, stop harassing me. I even had people that were, like, from other countries harass me.
Wow.
That's funny. I'm like, how do you got, my BBM and you all the way out in Russia somewhere talking about you want to date me and you want me to come to, I'm like, come on, man. They're like, I'm so hot and bothered right now. Ooh.
That's crazy wow. When you're trying to like network. Like this one guy, he called me for a little bit. We're talking, you know, with network. I'm like, okay, see, you know, it seems like business. Next thing you know, the famous line, I'm horny. I said, now where the hell is horny?
You know what? I don't know how a man, you know, not unless a woman would lead them, you know, they're getting into, like, you know, an intimate conversation, would he say something like that? Because if there's no intimate conversation going on, how can a dude, I don't know, moral-wise, I can't find it in myself to just come out and tell someone, you know, we're having a conversation, say, hey, I'm horny. You know what I mean?
Listen, it happened to me like 8 times, Ronnie. It happened to me like 8 times. Like in a minute, I was like, you know what? Maybe this is not for me, you know? But what I'm doing is I'm just leaving it. I'm just collecting the BBM so I can, you know, of course, it's for business, for blasting, for promoting and stuff like that. Shout out to some of my BBMers that are listening. And if you were one of the horny ones and you got deleted, that's your problem. You shouldn't have been talking to me like that. Anyway,
listen, so, you know, what I wanted to throw out there, if you don't mind, was
okay,
Facebook and Twitter, truth, okay? Now, do you know that, all right, let me ask you a question and give me the truth. Give me your answer of it.
Bonnie, are you interviewing me now? Are you running my show, Bonnie? are you trying to run my show, Bonnie? Bonnie, hello.
No,
my nail
never that, baby girl. You need, this is you. This is all you. I mean, I just put it on my status
I'm tuned in.
You
know, I got
a
lot of love for you. Because I don't let people run my show. So, you know, I got to have love for you. But go ahead.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Listen, would you think, all right, there's a thing here going on. The divorce rate is really going up. Now, would you blame Facebook or would you blame the couples for the problems that they're having with their Facebook statuses and so on and so forth?
Okay,
I'll go
first on that.
Because the divorce rates have risen.
Yes, I'll go first on that. And to let you know that I know some divorce attorneys, and that is like the joke, you know, that's the joke now. Before, it used to be, you know, people used to go get divorces, you know, whatever, reconcile differences or whatever have you. Now, like the main topic of all the divorces is truth is on Facebook. That's crazy. Like, you cannot blame Facebook for breaking up relationships. You broke up your own relationship. You know, I'm on Facebook. I'm in a relationship. I'm on Facebook. I have over, you know, 3,000 people I talk to or whatever. I post pictures. I post some of my sexy photos or whatever. But you know what? I'm not, you know, I put it to a minimum. Like, if somebody would say something a little overboard, I'll be the first one to check them. My partner's not even going to have to be like, yo, what's going on? I already checked. I already deleted it. I already, you know, got rid of the friend. I already, like, listen, I told you I'm taking or whatever. Like, you know, it'll be none of that. And I keep it business. And, yes, yeah, sometimes I put what I ate, but not every day, you know. Sometimes I'll, you know, I'll update on some things or whatever. But then again, it's because the business I'm in, people are interested in my life. I know.
I'm sorry. When you said something you ate, right, I just had a really nasty thought.
When I what?
I love life. I miss luck so much.
Wait a minute.
Come on,
repeat,
man.
That. What you said when you had, you know, listen, first of all, you always having nasty thoughts, but which one was it? Like, I didn't hear you.
I caught that. Oh, man.
I was in left field on something else where you said something about, like, I don't always post what I eat. I was going to say something.
Look at you. See what I'm saying? I have a segment that is E2K food, and it's when I go to diners and restaurants, I take pictures of the food that I put in my mouth. And then again, here she goes with her mind. And I'm over to feeding her more stuff. Anyway.
That's your girl. Come on. People.
I need to go into my other exclusive. I got another exclusive, and my next exclusive is by a gentleman called Ice Water. And Ice Water is featuring Ice Water and our homie AG. AG the God is featuring on this song, so we're definitely going to premiere it here. We're going to play it. We're going to show love. And as soon as I get it up in the system, that'd be nice. Okay. And so, everybody stay tuned. Stay on hold. I'm about to play another exclusive. It's by your man, Ice Water, featuring AG the God. All right, peace.
On the spot, Lush Radio, E2K, Ice Water, BCO, baby, the sexiest host in the game, Emma. We're going to do it up. Exclusive leak. Wonderful. Produced by my man, Jawzilla, featuring my man, AG, Fifth Berry. Yeah, let's get it. Make sure you go cop that holy water. 11.11.11. You heard? Water.
Course is fine, not one in the game. You 10 different dunks, layup line. Best rapper, cause you don't use words that rhyme. Next to Cool Chuck and Finesse, I was scared to kick mine. That super South more Manhattan center, Carlton Hines. Bounce to this with AG on a living color. Next to Jenny, shake that in front of all the brothers. Always nice, that's when you loved your baby mother. In the morning, no alarm clock to shake me up. My eagerness to excel just wakes me up. So I gave all the youngsters a style of mimic. Look at them on the Ave now, the mirror image. I ain't care how to call it, you gotta take that gimmick. A few triple C, buck wilds at 12 was spinning. You could go to the garden, that's when the Knicks was winning. You ain't have to have a cute face like Big Butt Women. So I laugh now, my baby, do shows in Kimora. Still make time to help me put my songs in order. You
know, this whole world would be so wonderful.
You can't tell me you don't feel that. Let's bring it back again.
You know, this whole world would be so wonderful.
I like that.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It made me wonder how I keep from going under. When they call my number, dial tone flatline. Going out swinging, I'm Tiger on the back nine. It's halftime, every line is a picture. My only words on Twitter, I deserve a Pulitzer. It's the science of the giant. Half of me is tragedy, the rest of me is triumph. Some of us living, but most of us dying. While I'm dying to live, an 80 death got me crying and it's frying my wig. Shit remind me of Big. But 80 said it's on, and water hold me down. 87 north, get some fire from drawers. Andre's a giant, that's no myth, no shit. Like skinny bitches, no bones. My dope lines go from Willis to Brook. I'm an artist at heart, I'm like the hook. We business crooks, make records like the Guinness Book. A winner's look, so don't get your women took. Symbolic to the phoenix, I'm reinvented. From me, I made me again. They looking for the clerk in the mall. Accessory to murder, cause he gave me the pen.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Ice Water featuring AD. That was wonderful. And let me know what you think. Call in 347-826-7722. Hit me up on the IM. Don't forget, you're listening to www.lushradioonline.com. E2K on the spot. Your sexy host, Emma E2K, and co-hosting today is Lushy Lush. And our third co-host that came in late would be Rodney. Open up Rodney's line. Is everybody on the check-in?
Of course, the Green Eye Bandit.
Shout out to everybody that's joining the Lush Radio Online Worldwide Exposure group page. We're up to already 290 members. Welcome, everybody. And don't forget to, you know, submit your music on there. Like, just come onto the site, put your video, put your songs as MP3. And if we like it, we play it. And if we don't play it, stop asking why we're not playing it. Do-do-do. I'm just saying that's the truth. Because we're dealing with the truth today.
This is just whack.
You know? Shout out to Mel B. Easy, who just posted something on SoundCloud, Bedroom Takeover. We'll be listening to that a little later on. Shout out to Lulu Destiny Rios. I'm just shouting out some of the names, some of the members that have come on. Shout out to, let's see, Lega. Shout out to Remique Thomas, who put up a video on there. So, you know, like I said, if you want to get the worldwide exposure through Lush Radio Online, make sure you join our group page and invite some of your people, man. Invite some of your friends, those people that actually are in the industry, are in the business, and are very serious about what they do, you know, bring them on. We'd love to definitely network with everybody that's about something, you know. Not like those fake BBMers that are horny all day. I just have to say that. I'm not going to say it no more. I'll say it for the last time.
It's the truth, right.
It's the truth, but it really pissed me off. This is not like, you know, get the F out of here Friday, so I can't really... You know, that's for tomorrow, but I'm going to call it tomorrow and bitch about that, you know. But anyway, shout out to everybody that's listening. You're of course, tuned in with the CEO, Lushy Lush, and Rodney, the Green Eye Bandit, is on. And, you know, we're talking about the truth. The topic is the truth. We also were speaking about the BBM world and how crazy it can get and be. We gave you some websites, for you to check out, and no, we're not getting paid. They're not cutting us a check for it, but we're still giving them promo, hoping that one day they will cut it. LiveProfile.com or WhatApp.com, which is WAPSAPP.com. Check that out for the BlackBerry users and BlackBerry and who else? Rodney?
BlackBerry, Androids, and iPhones.
Okay. All right. So those that have any of those type of phones, you can definitely go. Now that you say that, the live profile, a lot of people been hitting me up with that, and I've just been deleting. I've been ignoring it.
The people that switch from BlackBerries to get live profile, so they want to add you and stuff and still keep you as a contact.
Okay. Oh, my God. I've been deleting people for, like, the longest. I'm like, why they keep on? I'm not trying to be live nowhere. I already got Skype. I already got Ubu. I don't need no else live.
But yeah,
then
I need a live profile.
We should just keep it with the truth and knowledge versus lies and deception over here. So,
is it like BBM though? Is it just like the same way the BBM runs?
Yeah, it's kind of
same
thing. It's a dot like BBM. If you have like a PIN number, you put in the PIN and they'll send a request and you got to accept it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It actually started at Facebook, actually, to be honest, to just be, you know, it started in Facebook. And then, you know, a lot of people were using it on, didn't like it on Facebook for some odd reason. So they started using it on their smartphones, and that's where it blew up.
Yeah, because I do recall seeing it on the Facebook. Yeah, but I wasn't trying to, like,
but you
like
you've got to really look into that WhatsApp, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. You're telling me that it's hot, so I definitely take your word for it, so I'm going to try it.
It is hot.
Yeah, definitely. Well, live profile is the same also. I actually have that. I'm going to actually download WhatsApp also to see what's out. I looked at it on the website, on the online. Kind of looks like live profile. I just got to check out features. But some people have different features than others. But you can definitely broadcast and do all the stuff that you normally do on your BBM. You just keep all the people, especially all those people, you know, that it was hard for them, just like it was hard for me, to make that big transfer to the touchscreen phone, to the Android.
Whatever. You left the BlackBerry
world. I stepped it up to the iPhone, so it's something
that's
different.
Not called stepping up. It's called leaving us. Hello. I'm still in BlackBerry, so hello.
I miss my BlackBerry. I can't front, though. BlackBerry.
There you go. Come back home where you belong.
Definitely. My next step is, though, to actually go, and I think I'm going to upgrade. I think I'm going to get an iPhone. The next move is an iPhone, and I'm going to get a cracked one, and I'm going to go ahead and add my service to it and stuff since I'm already networking.
Oh, my God. You're just like a woman without not country, but no phone, like no, you know, like you just hopping. You're just a phone hopper. You're a phone hopper.
That's nothing but hotness. It's nothing but hotness.
I'm telling the truth, though. I'm being honest. This is the truth, though. Nothing but the truth tonight. So, you
but
know
nothing
what I'm
but the truth, yes.
I'm telling the truth. So,
don't hold back.
You know, I love you to death, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got to, you know, bid you adieu, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you know,
I agree. We definitely, we're going to end the show at 9:30. So, I'm going to end the show at 9:30. I just want you to give your last final thoughts and then we, you know, up out of here.
Well, I just want to say big shout out to all those people going back to school because I'm going back to school and we do have another call on the line. You would fall. But shout out to you, though,
hold
caller. Stay on the line.
Hold
we're going to record
hold
it
on
in a quick second.
Hold on. Hello, college girl. Hold on. Let me go to the line first and then hold on. Okay? We got to give our people courtesy. Ronnie, hold for a second, all right? I'm coming in. Phone line 646. You're on with Emma E2K. I need to be on the spot with Lushy Lush. 646. That's you.
Oh, that's me?
Yeah, 646-671.
Okay, just checking. This is my first time calling into one of these web shows. How you doing,
okay.
Emma?
I'm great. Who's this?
This is my, I know you as BX Writer.
Okay. Wow. Oh, look. Wait a minute. You're going back to like Mi Gente days.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that? Wow. Like,
isn't
wow.
Flashback?
Like, Ronnie on the line. Ronnie, what do you think about that? He's taking me back to like Mi Gente.com. Oh, limoli.
Wow.
Okay, guys, hold. Go ahead.
That's
hold.
Low.
And you
That's low.
Wait. Because I have my butt. Let me put my finger on the delete button just in case you say something funny. All right, go ahead, go.
No, I'm not going to say anything funny. You just sent me the link to this radio show, like, I don't even know, like a good 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm safe now.
You know, but I'm on Facebook. My name is not spelled the same way. So, you know how that goes.
Okay. Oh, my God. And, oh, wow. You're talking about, wow, BS Writer from Mi Gente.com. That's a good, can I say 10 years?
Yeah, man. Has it been that long?
Yeah,
wake up call, right?
Yeah, wow. Awesome. That's crazy. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I haven't heard Be Excited. That's like my poet, my spoken word poet name, you know, the name I go under when I'm doing, like, my poetry, and I go up to the poet circle. So, wow. And Be
Excited. That's exactly how I ran into you, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, BX, of course, for the Bronx. I rep the Bronx. And Rider, not Rider, I ride the motorcycle, Dirty Mind Lush. It's W-R-I-T-E-R as in Rider.
Yes,
as
it is.
With the pen. Yeah, now I got to be specific here because somebody's mind goes wandering. Her name is Lush, and she's on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I talk, I say something, she takes it another way. Hey, yo. So I'm glad you called in. Let me ask you real quickly. We're talking about the topic about the truth, right? Truth.
When I walked in, all I heard was live profile, so I was pretty interested in that conversation.
Oh, you're interested now. Okay, well, how you switch it? Why am I calling switch it my show? Wait a minute. Okay. Okay, so let's talk about the second topic, which is the BBM world. We're talking about the BBM world. I am in. We were giving out a liveprofile.com website and whatsapp.com. I don't know if you're familiar with any of those two websites. And about the BBM world, what kind of phone do you have?
Got an Android.
You got an Android.
You have
an
Android just like me. That's cool. Shout out to Android.
All right. So shout out to the Android. I'm a BlackBerry. That's the discussion that we're having over here about Miss Lush that abandoned ship. She used to have BlackBerry. And she went over there to the Android. You know what I'm
not
saying?
Not for long.
So she's down with you. So she's phone hoppy. She like phone hops. No, because now she's gonna go to the iPhone. She's saying.
Well, you know, everybody likes that new feeling.
Yeah, you know, it's like when you come on, man. Shout out to
yeah,
people that are up on in the Best
stuff.
Buy. Like
new
it's
thing.
A kid.
I would suggest you wouldn't do that.
Sometimes it's not safe trying new, a lot of new stuff. I like to stick with the old stuff. It's safe. I'm just saying.
You know when you get that first toy, how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You know how I felt when you got your first laptop. You know what I mean?
If you're going to invest in a phone, and right now the way the carriers are going, they changing everything to 2 years to basically get an upgrade. And that's pretty much everybody down the line. It's going to pretty much look like you should choose a phone that's going to have longevity.
Definitely you should.
So if you chose an iPhone 4 and now you upgraded to an iPhone 4S, you didn't really get that much extra.
Hello.
At least not in that 2 year time frame.
Right, and that phone cost is how much that phone cost? For it not to be
Oof.
Have that
kind of thing, like
right?
500.
Nah, it when you walking in, it, see for me, I already own the iPhone 4. So if I wanted to walk in and buy the iPhone 4GS, it'll cost me $650. Okay, but
yeah.
If I would just to open a brand new account with Verizon, Sprint, or AT&T, it'll just be $200.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
The thing with that is, though, that $200 is subsidized. So, like, you know, the company is eating that amount. So they're going to try to hit you with another phone as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah.
That at least they could try to make some money back on.
Would they be lying with that stuff and then they tell you get a rebate? I'm going to tell you, since I've purchased the phone, since I've had phones, they don't send me no freaking check. I want to know, what's the truth behind the refund? What is the truth behind the rebate? Somebody tell me.
Ain't no refunds on the way, no time soon.
They be lying, man. I ain't get a respect check. Shit, they're talking about you're going to get $100 back. I've been waiting for that $100 for a minute.
I've gotten it back from Sprint, though. Sprint has cut me checks. I could say that.
Sprint has taken care of me over the years. I'm not even gonna lie. They have taken care of me. You might have to call the representative and complain.
I love Sprint, man. They did me dirty, man. Forget them, man.
Why?
I don't care. Hey, listen. They did me dirty. I don't like Sprint, and I don't care who he is.
Get them.
Just
pay your bill.
Look.
But right now, you know, I don't want to give no free. free promotion to Sprint because, you know, they ain't paying Emma no money yet.
Hello.
Right now, they got unlimited. You hear that, Sprint? Send some money to Emma right now.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm sorry to break this to you, but Sprint just announced that within the next 60 days, they're stopping their unlimited plan.
Wow.
Extended to new customers?
Don't tell me that.
Wow.
No, they can't do that.
Yes, they can. Verizon did. I'm paying $30 for 2 gigs. Okay.
Oh man.
I can't go.
Emma.
Yeah.
Emma. This is gonna have to be one for another show with a different subject. And I would like, you know what? I'll hit you up on Facebook about that, about the digital divide and how they are actually targeting certain areas and charging certain areas and throttling data on certain areas. And I'm pretty sure you know those areas is where poor people are at.
Yeah, we definitely need to talk about that because that's a big issue. That's a big issue to talk about.
It is a very
big issue. That whole T-Mobile thing and the whole thing with AT&T, that whole so-called was supposed to be merging, the fight over the towers. It's a lot of things going on around the world.
I mean, they're not fighting over towers. What the deal with that is simply Congress needs to make a decision whether or not they're going to allow them to merge because of old rules that Teddy Roosevelt put in, you know, the trust busting so that there's no monopolies.
No, they said it's going to be a monopoly. Congress doesn't want to pass that.
Congress will pass it. But the problem is Sprint and Verizon have contested it in Congress. Like, they filed suits.
Yeah, they do.
Because they don't want that to happen. What happens is that once they do that, it's going to change pretty much the whole spectrum for everybody else. Because once there's only three players in the game, they set the price. Because it's just like drug dealing. If it's not being supplied somewhere else, you're going to go get it. It doesn't matter what product it is. It could be any consumer product. If you can't get it here, you're going to go get it somewhere else. But if it just so happens that you can only get it at one or three places, and all three of them get to decide what their prices are because there's only three games in town, then guess what? Everybody's jacked.
Yeah, that's true.
Depending on the market you live in. Unless we go back to public phones,
we save the post office. Everybody start writing letters instead of emailing because they're going to start charging for email too. They want that. They want to start paying 5 cents to email a friend.
People like Yahoo and Gmail as well, Google as well, they all charge for extra services if you ever want to start using email on a mass level. And mass level is actually not what's considered mass, whereas, like, it's a big, huge company. It's just you want to have more than one email address, and they're going to start clipping you for that.
Well, actually, I'm going to tell you, Google has already done it because, like, after your storage reaches a certain amount and stuff, they start charging. I pay for storage on my Google.
You reach your storage limit, right?
Yeah. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, I thought emails was free.
it was free, but the thing is, they got to keep all that stuff on a physical server, and that physical server is in a big, huge building somewhere out in this country. And before you know it, they got to start paying for more and more space. So you can imagine. But what was he? We started off with live profile, and we just ran off.
We jumped on broadband and live profile.
The whole show's been about the truth. That's what it is. That's how we're getting into it.
Oh, it is. That was the beginning.
But this is what I was trying to tell you at the beginning. You was like, no, I want to talk about when I first came in.
I'm sorry. I apologize, Emma.
it's okay. So the whole show we've been talking about truth and telling the truth versus lying, and then, you know, everything else I guess falls under there. And this was one of the topics that fell under there. We talked about we even brushed, you know, Illuminati not all fully. That's gonna be like another topic for another day because we did a show about
that. Oh,
really?
That's hilarious.
And it was off the hook, and we have to do like a second part to that. So. So I can definitely inform you of all the hot topics that are coming up because we have, I mean, we, listen, this is a 2-hour show and we're still talking and we're still bringing other new stuff up. So this is how it goes down at E2K on the spot.
Oh, okay. I didn't know, you know, I just stepped in and you know how us Ramoses are. The last thing we heard is like, all right, we're going to run with that. But if that's the case,
It's about the truth,
and we're talking about that digital stuff, then let's talk about the digital divide. And way back in the 90s when the Internet first emerged, Al Gore and everybody made sure that certain laws got passed in Congress to make sure that we all have access to the Internet because certain entities did not want everybody to have access to the Internet. So
right.
The digital divide came about whereas certain computer products, if not all computer products at that point in time in the 90s, were too expensive for Latinos and African Americans.
Mm.
So what happened at that point in time is that we saw that most Latinos and African Americans needed to go to the library to start accessing what their peers in other states or in other areas of other colors were accessing at home. And we all knew at that point in time that the world was heading towards a totally digital age. And that was the digital divide at that point in time. But because greed overcomes anything, they started lowering prices on all computer products and computers. And now all of a sudden everybody in the hood had a computer. So now the digital divide needed to take on a brand new face. And the digital divide new face these days is throttling. Throttling is where the cable companies and the cellular companies are complaining that our deep usage of the Internet is putting a strain on their networks. Mind you, their networks are subsidized by the government. The government pays them to put down new fiber optic cable, new Internet cables, all that stuff is paid for by the government, a.k.a. you and your tax dollars.
Yeah.
So with that
well,
said, they're saying that certain areas don't need Internet as much as others. And if you go on the Internet and you do a quick Google query, you're going to see that some of those areas that they're talking about are actually areas that are under, you know, are underprivileged and they are pretty much poor people. And actually, it's surprising. Most of New York is contained within some of those areas that they're talking about, and New York, you know, New York is one of the most high-speed cities in the whole world,
mm-hmm.
and yet it's being considered by cable companies as an area that does not use Internet enough, so they're going to take away Internet from those areas so that give the rest of their network more speed. And to justify overall, they're going to charge people for data. You may have seen it already in effect in Verizon. Verizon was one of the first people to do it. AT&T has followed suit, and they're doing it on phones and on the cable as well. Comcast is the first person that did it where they're just like, oh, if you reach certain gigabytes a month, you have to pay extra. Remember back in the days?
That's what I just mentioned. I had to start at 2 gigabytes per month.
It's already started for you, and you have Verizon.
You know, and if you're not grandfathered into the unlimited plan, you know, you're basically going to be starting at 2 gigs, paying $30 for those 2 gigs, you know. But
it's rape.
Yeah.
It's pretty much rape. The prices are rape right now.
Yeah. Oh, no. They're raping the industry. That's absolutely right. But, you know, but when it comes to all of this, you know, when it comes to all of this, the Internet, and even mobile phones, okay? And I've been using mobile phones since 1992, okay? Well, we're talking about things that
you know, the government strictly controls. I mean, you know, I mean, got their hands all over it, you know.
We're going back to the Illuminati stuff, though, Rodney. Even with this,
yeah, absolutely right. You know, because, you know, like I said, like I tell everyone every day, all right, and everybody that, you know, I speak to, I tell them, please don't be so naive, because where did your Fourth Amendment go when the internet started? Your privacy just went right out the window. Okay? Your Fourth Amendment, gone, vanished. There's no such thing as your Fourth Amendment on the internet. You are being controlled by IP addresses. Each one of us, when we log on, we have an IP address. So if anything goes on, you are monitored. You are being monitored every time you are on your system. You know, and believe it or not, every day, we leave behind a long trail of personal information simply by living in the modern world. So we click through our web pages, we flip through our channels, we drive through our automatic toll booths, we shop with credit cards and make cell phone calls, and companies like Yahoo and Google are harvesting an average of 2,500 details about us each and every month. Now, who's looking at that data and what they're doing? What are they doing with it?
People that request that information when needed is actually Homeland Security.
When they make those
requests, they don't notify you because of certain actions that were taken in the Patriot Act in 2001.
But we all know what the Patriot Act, you know,
the problem is that you can't force the willing. You can't force the willing.
Of course.
At the same time, you could just sit there and not use the internet.
A lot of people, when they sign, let's use Facebook, for example, all right? Facebook, a lot of people will just sign up, make an account, okay? But they won't read the terms of service, which happens to be almost 1,200 words more than the United States Constitution.
Yeah, true, okay? But actually, in the first four paragraphs, they explicitly tell you that everything that's posted on Facebook is their property. So it only takes a couple minutes to read.
Right.
Exactly right.
Now, back to what I was saying. I call it, you know, a new math. It's basically a new math and intellasia that's devising our ways to dissect our every move and predict with stunning accuracy what we're going to do next. And their goal is basically to manipulate our behavior in what we buy, how we vote, who we love,
without us even
realizing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, this is one of the biggest ambitious undertakings of the 21st century, and the implications are vast. You know, we find ourselves, like, defined and boxed in by formulas, but our privacy is already evaporated. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's really something that people really have to wake up, and I love that joint they threw on.
I'm gonna cut in and because we already got like 5 minutes to the show, so I want to give my closing statements. I want to thank you guys definitely for all the knowledge that we've given out, and you know, like I always say in the show, we give out the knowledge and everybody else got to do the wisdom with it. You know, I'm gonna close off the show with that wake up joint because it just fits everything we've been talking about. The truth and all the Illuminati stuff, and we are going to get to the other show soon, Rodney. Thank you for calling. Everybody stay on hold. Thank you. I appreciate it. Stay listening to this is Mighty Max and Infinite the Poet and with the Wake Up. And just hearing the song, you already know what it is. You know, we all got to wake up, man.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy,
One
Mighty
last
Max
thing and
Infinite the Poet. You're listening to E2K on the Spot, Real Talk, Real Life. With Emma E2K on
LushRadioOnline.com. So BX, stand up, you heard?
Get it, Triggy, get it.
America ever wake up?
You know it's time we rise.
When I speak, I don't speak as a Democrat or a Republican. I speak as a victim of America's so-called democracy. You and I have never seen democracy. All we've seen is hypocrisy. We don't see any American dream. We've experienced only the American nightmare. And the generation that's coming up now can see it and are not afraid to say it.
When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ain't no enough to deny. I know you really don't want to hear this, but this is real now. When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ain't no enough to deny.
Let me enlighten you on a lesson. Everyone should be checking. Time for us to awaken. Asking them for a blessing. In God's name, deliver you from pain. You vision in your brain is silly and dumb. Things and taking you places you want to be. Places you want to see. I'm the driver steering you right. You would want to listen to me. Looking into the mirror. Mirror staring at you. Reflection painting the picture. Your image telling the truth. What you preparing to do when the world is living the truth? Mentality got to change so the hurt is following you. So your strength is not weakness. Words are not speechless. Damn, it's just best that we all become sleepless.
When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ain't no enough to deny. No, you really don't want to hear this, but this is real now. When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ain't no enough to deny.
Listen up.
I know you really don't want to hear this, but this is real now.
The masses in distraction. They trying to lead the blind without a cane. It's like remainders, no fraction. Blessings with Obama, then the drama. Then they kill Osama. They reinvent themselves. They like Madonna, Lady Gaga. Pray to the heavens, but the devil wearing Prada. Sink in cement boots like a mobster. Sick to call a doctor. Insurance is crazy high. Government can't see straight. It got a lazy eye. Gotta wake up. Sunrise coming, open eyes. If not, we headed for a slow demise. Be embraced by a colder side. Ain't gotta drive through to order beef. Hold the fries.
When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ain't no enough to deny. I know you really don't wanna hear this, but this is real now. When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ain't no enough to deny.
I'm an element of our urban housing development. I ain't choose to see what I saw, I choose to grow into what I became. Living life like a slave, but with no chains. Street to see, blind in my third eye, I wasn't using my brain. A product from an environment where parents get paid in low monthly increments. Getting treated everywhere we go like they knew we were welfare recipients. Fuse the fire to our ghetto demeanor. Cause us to move forward and not look back and run wild in this drug arena. Instead of building, I destroyed to fill an empty void of being unemployed. I lived the street life. Crime didn't pay. I could show you by the 6 foot deep holes where my homies lay. For dimes, nicks, and trays. Feel me? Feel me? Feel me?
When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ain't no enough to deny. No, you really don't want to hear this, but this is real now. When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? When will we ever wake up? Ain't no enough to deny. No, you really don't want to hear this, but this is real now.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. But I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people.